Will Clark joins us on KMBR 680. Always nice to see him at the park. I know it's baseball if you show up.
It's nice and sunny, and spring training is well underway. You know, it's great being back out on the field, and, you know, seeing the guys. Having a little short off season for the guys was a great thing. You know, you wind up when you first step out here, you're world champion. So it was a lot of fun.
How did you like spring training for you coming in? Did you work out in the winter, and what was it like for you?
You know what, I really enjoyed spring training because, you know, you do work out every winter, and you know, you're hitting in a cage, and you want to get outside and get on a baseball field instead of getting that tunnel vision in a cage, and so it was a lot of fun getting out.
Well, for a hitter, and you were the natural, come on, the thrill, the natural swing, the first swing, we said, all right, this is it, and you lived up to it your whole career. But what did you have to do in spring training? I mean, so fans understand a little bit of what a hitter has to do when he comes in.
Well, you try to make adjustments, and, you know, especially over the course of the offseason, you know, if you were getting pitched a certain way, you know, you needed to make adjustments. And then, you know, when you come to spring training, you try to put those adjustments into play. And another thing for these guys, like we talked about before, you know, being in a cage and having that tunnel vision, you really sort of have problems getting some timing down. And so spring training for me was all about getting my timing before the regular season started.
How about your hands? You know, Willie Mays, you talk to him, he didn't use batting gloves. He would hit for 2 weeks, his hands would be bloody. And then his wrists, he said, I had to get my wrists in shape to turn a fastball around.
Yeah, and, you know, he's exactly correct. I mean, you know, generally when you start hitting, you know, during the offseason, first about 2 weeks, you get the blisters and the blood flowing and all that, but then they become calluses and you know, then you don't have any more problems with your hands. And like Willie said, you know, I mean, back then, you know, they swung a little heavier bats, so, you know, your wrists were a little sore and you need to strengthen them up. But, you know, nowadays these guys swing a little bit lighter bats.
Did you wear batting gloves your whole career?
I did. And the reason I wore batting gloves is because I used so much pine tar. You know, these guys are throwing the tomahawks up in the stands and stuff on a regular basis. I never once ever, you know, had a bat go flying up in a stand. So that's one of the reasons why I wore batting gloves.
All right, Will Clark with us. Always, you can tell, it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. What are you doing here in spring training with some of the first basemen? I remember last year you told me about Brett Pill, and you gave me a nice scouting report on him, and he played a lot in spring. Who are you working with this year, and what are you seeing?
You know what? We just had all of the first basemen out there earlier this morning, and, you know, the one thing I got to tip my cap to them, our scouting department's done a great job. You know, the guys that we got at first base now throughout the whole organization are very, very polished and really good athletes. So, you know, a guy like Brandon Belt and, you know, Travis Ishikawa, you know, they even put Ryan Rollinger over there for drill purposes this morning. These guys are just great athletes, and they're doing wonderful over there.
Yeah, I saw you talking to Darren Ford today. I call him the Bullet. I said, listen, Bullet, if you can get the ball on the ground, you're going to be in the major leagues. He's out here bunting every day. What did you talk to Darren Ford about?
You know what? It was a mechanical issue. He was in the cage this morning. He was sort of rolling over the ball, and, you know, we wanted him to stay through the ball a little bit more and hit a few more line drives and get his on-base percentage up and all that. And you just try to give him a little tidbit here and there of what you're seeing in the cage, and he was scuffling a little this morning. He was getting a little mad at himself, and he made the adjustments, though.
Well, here you are in spring training, world champion San Francisco Giants, and you've been in this organization. You've been around a long time. What's the feel? How would you describe it to the fans who aren't here who would be listening to you?
You know what? You still have to come out here and work your tail off, but, you know, now everybody's sort of walking around with their chest stuck out a little sense of pride, and that's a good thing, you know. Be proud, but yet at the same time, hey, you know, let's work hard and try to do it again. That'd be nice.
Yeah, there's the thing in baseball, the bullseye is on your back. I mean, they let, you know, the Marlins come in. You're seeing Josh Johnson and Nolasco and Sanchez. Nobody's going to come in and give you the fifth starter. They're going to line up for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, hey, that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, that's being a true professional. But, you know, now, you know, there's no sneaking up on anybody. You got to go out there and earn it and prove it every day. And so that's what these guys are doing in the spring training. I think that's part of Bruce Bochy's speech at the beginning of spring training. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the 2011 season.
Yeah. You still getting the cage and hit? Come on, we want to see that swing once in a while.
Usually it's real early in the morning, and before anybody can get down there and check it out, you know. I was always one of the first guys in the cage, you know, when I played, and it's all like getting down there, having a little peace and quiet, and go to whacking.
Come on, you used to tease Willie Mays. You used to make him get in the cage, and then he hit one 450 feet.
You're right. You know, those days are come and gone, but, you know, I mean, whenever you have the greatest baseball player in the world, Willie Mays, you know, I mean, you know, a guy like myself, you know, I'd love to watch that swing every day.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks so much, as always.
My pleasure, Marty.